online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! California.
I'm just gonna sit here and listen. And we are back. Good evening, After Buzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios, giving you everything American Horror Story Season 5 Hotel. I'm your host for the evening, David Skiflitty, joined as always by the lovely and talented Sarah Huggins, Pega Rad, and Elena Jordan.
Hello.
Sorry, I had to read that because I wanted to say Alana, but it's not Alana.
Reading it makes
Elena.
It worse when you read it, then you want to say Alana more.
It's so weird. I'm sorry. We are so excited to be back. It's been a year, you guys.
I can't believe that. It went by so fast.
It went by so fast.
And it hasn't been a year since we've been here.
I know, but it feels like
that's true.
I mean, it's been a year since season 4. Almost.
Premiered.
Correct.
For sure.
And this was season 1 tonight, titled Checking In.
Episode 1.
What did I say?
Season 1.
Same thing.
Season 5, episode 1.
Checking in. I'm a little rusty, okay? Give me a break, Becca. Back off my balls.
Back off.
2 minutes in and you're already jumping down my goddamn throat.
I love it.
God damn it. Oh, I'm so excited to be back, you guys. Okay, yeah. I want to know your general thoughts. Because as we were watching it and we were getting towards the end of the episode, I am sort of on the fence at the moment. So
I feel like it overall, I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
But I feel like this first episode, it was a lot of kind of just pretty shots. Like, look at our fisheye lens. We spent a lot of money on it. Look how many shots we can use with this fisheye lens.
I mean, if you got it.
Yeah.
Flawn it.
Doesn't
well
Lady Gaga
it.
Look like an Alexander McQueen commercial?
Yeah.
Walk around for a while. Like, so there's a lot of stuff that happened, but it felt very spaced out because they had all these kind of pretty shots. But I kind of liked it.
For me, I always love the first episode of each season because it's like little gifts that you get to open up throughout the episode. Mm-hmm. Like you see the characters and you see the set and you try to tie things together from maybe past seasons. But for me, Jessica Lange was noticeably absent and I'm a little sad.
Ooh, yeah. See, I was going to say I didn't miss her. I love Jessica Lange and I love every character she's played in all of the past seasons, but I love this. I love that it's like back to like kind of basics. Like it's back to sort of what they did in season one with the murder house. I love that it's like a basic setting. It's back in California.
Executive produced by Brad Falchuk.
Yeah.
And Sarah.
Ryan Murphy and Sarah Huggins.
No, I'm saying. No, but I like that it's back to like a normal, not a normal story, but like, the setting is very much a part of the story, which I really, really like, which I feel like the first season really had a lot to do with.
You know, it's true. And I mean, it's a very hard thing to do to incorporate your setting or wherever it takes place into your storyline. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a great job with season one. They did a great job with Coven incorporating New Orleans into the storyline. And I guess we're going to see where they're going to go with this one, season five, with the hotel in California, DTLA.
Yes. I think part of why I liked Murder House so much was because of that. Because it was everything was tied to this house and it was the storylines throughout. And you're right, this is so similar to that, how they have the jumps to the different years and you see the flashbacks. That I think some of the other seasons were a little lacking because they didn't have that through line. You know, one location to bring it all back.
Do you think that they're using it as a device to try and get viewers back that sort of maybe have left throughout the seasons?
I mean, maybe, or just, I don't know. I mean, I think that they're all unique. Like, all the seasons have been unique, and they're all sort of tied together. We saw some ties in this one as well. I don't know if it's necessarily a device. I just think it's, they've gone, you know, away. They've done some, like, crazy stuff. And now it's, like, time, like, a haunted hotel, that's amazing. Like, there's so much you can do there. And I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
All right.
I'm into it.
I mean, I'm still on the fence because I don't want it to be too similar to season one.
But it isn't. You know what I was going to say? You know what I was going to say, though? The thing about season one is that everything was so new. Even, like, you just had no idea what to expect. And now, like, I noticed, because in season one, you didn't know, like, those reveals were very big when, like, you found out someone you thought was alive the whole time was actually a ghost this whole time. And they've been, like, watching it. Whereas I felt like, and maybe it'll change throughout the season, but I felt like in this first episode, it was very clear to me who was alive and who was dead.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much from the get-go, for the most part.
I mean, I think season one's more ghosts. This is darker. This is, like, demonic, like, just darker, I think.
Love it.
Yeah. The show's really good about tying in all the different horror tropes, but, like, making it very, very different from season to season, which is so unique with this show that they have a full, each season is, like, its own show, but they all come back to the horror basics, so I think it just made sense that this one is now hotel because there are so many haunted hotel movies when you look at horror. And I feel like Ryan Murphy's going to take it and make it his own, which...
And there's biblical references in this
one. There was a lot of biblical references.
Even in the beginning, isn't there, like, thou shalt not...
Oh, right.
In the opening credits were the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And the first murder that we see as the audience... has two of Jesus's fatal wounds. He was nailed.
Yeah, the nail.
The nails and the spear.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see how that plays out.
So I guess it's like it is seeming to be a running theme, at least through tonight's episode.
Yeah.
With a very religious
feel to it. Well, anytime you see the vampires, too, they always throw in little religious references. So this, I think... kind of ties that in really well, having the subtle religious things instead of, you know, the stereotypical vampire with the big cross and, you know, I think having those little things thrown in kind of makes it more interesting instead of having it kind of hitting you over the head.
I want to get back to that later. I'm going to write it down because otherwise I'm going to forget.
I was going to...
Because I did not think vampires.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
I did. Mm-hmm. You didn't pay attention during the orgy when they were like...
Yeah.
Basically sucking their blood
afterwards.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
I thought that...
That was pretty...
The Countess Elizabeth, doesn't she have, like, all the little children? Aren't her...
Yeah.
Those her little vampire babies?
Yeah. Except for Holden. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they're vampires.
I mean, I don't know if they're vampires, like, in the, you know, sense that... Like, in the traditional sense of the word, but they definitely...
The little kids were drinking the blood.
Right.
The Swedish blood.
Right.
Yeah. real quick, shout out to the live viewers on YouTube.
Yeah.
They are commenting in.
Oh,
so,
hey.
Oh, cool.
Hey
guys.
Keep them coming,
we
guys.
We can see them on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we're getting used to the new
We are getting
studio
used to the new studios.
Setup.
I have really bad vision, so I can't see what the screen says.
You know what?
I can read
Anna,
them.
LOL, I miss Madison Montgomery as well.
Aww.
I think, you know.
Don't worry, she's on Scream Queens.
She is on Scream Queens, and she is rumored to be making an appearance this season.
Ooh.
So we might get a little Emma Roberts.
Very nice.
Yes.
Tracy M., yes, we are online with you.
Yes.
Hello.
What up? This is fun, you guys.
Yeah. I know.
Let's talk about the episode.
Okay.
We started out with these two Swedish girls checking into the hotel.
Right.
And right away, we get Kathy Bates' Iris, right?
Iris.
Is her name?
Yes. Grumpy and
obsessed.
Just...
So... Everybody... In one person.
Yeah.
We are all Iris, right?
We really are.
Yeah.
Like, what do you
want? I'm just, now I can't stop reading their comments. So they're not officially vampires, just so you guys know.
Thank
Ryan Murphy
you.
Stated that they're not vampires.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
They just like to drink blood, you guys.
Hey, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's been done before. In Coven, Kathy Bates rubbed
That's
it all
true.
Over her face.
It's mm-hmm. true.
So, it's a thing, you guys. I think I guys say, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
but the hotel itself, when you first get to see it, it's this beautiful Art Deco building. Gorgeous. What? Why are you shaking your head?
No, I was like, it was stunning.
It's stunning. It's absolutely breathtaking. And...
Yeah, the cast was saying at the premiere, I was listening to a couple interviews, and they were just saying how the set is, like, mind-blowing this season.
Yeah.
Like, they're in it, and they're tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the neon lights on the walls, mm-hmm. and it's just, like...
The neon lights are my favorite.
So good.
What was that one sign?
It said, why aren't we having sex right now?
Sex right now. And then
I was like, I need that in my
room. The other one that says, love you to death.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would just want that in my house.
Me too.
Yeah, I do.
They're so good.
Make, like, a
there's,
she case.
There's an artist here in LA that does them. I don't know his name, but I know that he's like.
I feel like that's like a thing
them.
Right now. I feel like I've
it
seen
is, like,
it so many
big
bars.
Thing. But there is like one particular artist here in LA that makes those.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. I'll look it up for you guys and I'll figure out. Oh my god.
I know.
I'll figure out what his name is. The only thing I can read was written in all caps, and someone wrote, she's so salty.
Yeah, she said,
Kathy shall
Anna
live.
And, yeah, I know. Kathy is amazing.
Kathy is amazing. She is
we
incredible.
Already, I feel like we already have favorite characters.
We do
David
already have.
Has a favorite, and I knew it the second.
He's going to be everybody's favorite, and we will get to him in a second. I want to talk to you guys about Iris.
Okay.
Yes. In a second. Iris. Did anyone else feel like she sort of had similarities to her character from Coven?
Yes.
In the way that she's trying to, quote-unquote, save people?
Yes! Yeah, well, and I noticed the cage. I brought up the cages and the dining, you know, plates and everything. Like, mm-hmm. it was definitely a throwback, but yeah.
Totally! Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that. Yeah, good one.
Because in season four, she had her own way of, like... saving her daughters.
Did in I say Freak Show?
Four? In,
yeah.
No,
oh,
season
in Coven.
Four in Coven.
Okay.
She had her own way of saving her daughters by locking them up and torturing them and things like that. And then in this season, we're seeing her with the two Swedish girls trying to save them, I guess, from themselves.
Right. And even in Freak Show, she was always cooking the meals for everybody and was kind of the mom of the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Totally.
She does mom well.
She does a really good job of, like, twisted mother figure.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, when she sends people up to 64, it's like, like,
I do want to talk about Room 64.
Okay.
And get your guys' idea about what actually goes on in that room. Because I have my own little ideas about what I think Room 64 is.
Okay. Let's hear
but
it.
But I want to hear what you guys have to say.
I mean,
say
I feel
first.
Like... I want to know, I don't really have any idea of what, like, happens in there all the time, because I think it's different, but I want to know what originally happened in there, like, why it is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. And why they don't rent it out?
Right. Like, there's something that definitely happened there that caused it to be...
A weird, like, rift.
Right.
Well, that jazz music plays.
Yeah, at 2:25.
And it's always around, 2:25.
The exact same time.
And they always say around, like, 2 or 3 a.m. is when, like, paranormal spirits show themselves. I don't know
Who
if
are
you've
they?
Ever heard. People, like spirit
paranormal
people.
Experts.
Exactly.
One of the fans guessed her favorite.
So, 2:25, jazz music starts, and then the little boy shows up. Is it Holden that shows up?
It looked like Holden, but it could be one of the other ones.
Yeah. They all kind of look like these creepy Children of the Corn.
Oh my god.
Super
so
white with blonde hair.
These creepy Aryan children in a hotel.
Are you related to them?
It's actually the entire cast are my siblings.
I knew it.
You know.
Well, I'm a little girl, I have
to
show
my nepotism.
Wes Bentley's character, I'm blanking on his name right
John
now.
John Lowe.
John Lowe's daughter was also on Ray Donovan, so that little actress is killing it this season.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And maybe literally.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, especially with this show, you never know.
It'd be kind of sad, but whatever.
Well, I mean, as far as Room 64 goes, I'm sort of on the same vein as you are, Elena. Where it seems like there is a continuation of time or stopping of time going on in that room.
Ooh.
It's some kind of weird... Did you ever see the Johnny Depp room... What was it called? The movie?
Secret Window?
I did see
No,
that
it was
movie.
A one about... He was in a hotel room... And it was like room, some number, I don't know, but it was like a
23?
Similar thing.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. And it was like this weird rift.
Do you guys know out there in internet world, Johnny Depp?
Help us enter what?
The Room in the Shining. Oh my gosh, I totally felt that too.
Room in the Shining with the children.
Yeah.
But his was like this weird rift where like you would feel like you were in there for years and years, but it had only been 5 minutes or something.
I did see that movie. That movie freaked me out.
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of pulling a little bit from that, but only it's like Ryan Murphy is so good at pulling inspiration from so many different things mm-hmm. that it creates something totally unique.
Right.
But it has those little throwbacks that make you go, oh, yeah.
1308, they said.
1308, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
What is Room 27? Room 27 was another movie?
I don't know.
Room 27.
I have to say, Jonathan, one of the fans, I don't want to skip around because you guys are on 64, That's but fine. I have to say... Max Greenfield yes. was everything yes. to me in this episode. I can't even hold it in anymore.
Was incredible.
Everything. That see from the second you saw him, like I don't even have words.
Yeah.
Flawless.
He
like,
was my favorite part of this episode.
He
I
was my
give you that.
By far my favorite. He sorry.
Don't curse.
Almost F-bombed it.
Almost
he killed
F-bombed
it.
It.
He killed it and it was so great. And Jonathan just said something about it.
Someone said Toy Story 3.
Anyway, sorry. I just had to mention that my favorite character. And it looks like based on the previews that we haven't seen the last of him.
No, he's around.
So right.
He's around.
Yeah, I was like, he better not die right now.
It's kind of crazy how he, you know, you look at it, it's an hour and a half long episode and the amount of screen time he had was actually really short.
Right.
We're talking about it like right off the bat because it was so good.
Even like his strut down the hallway, like mm-hmm. everything. Like I want to go home after this and just like watch that whole part again. Like
this
I
he, like, throws the money down do. That look.
Yes,
like
that is what I want to do. Yeah. He killed it. I loved it.
He did kill it. Anyway. I mean, he blew it out of the park.
He really did.
And for the amount of screen time that he had, and knowing we are going to discuss this a little bit later, I'll just talk about it right now. He did lose an estimated like 24 to 25 mm-hmm. pounds to play this part.
Right.
So I would hope he got more than 2 minutes
yeah.
of screen
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I would hope.
Right.
Which he does. So we will be seeing him again.
That's
thankfully,
good.
Because he did
yeah,
an
Jonathan,
job.
Max Slade. Sarah Paulson is always good, but I did like, I thought for like someone not normally being an American Horror Story to come in and kill it like that
yeah.
was just awesome.
Because like we know him as Schmidt, you know,
right.
like the goofy, hilarious, and like the McDonald's commercials lately. Like
you
he's
know
so
him as Schmidt.
Funny.
Right.
I know him as Schmidt.
I know him as nothing.
Oh.
I know
him.
Okay, well,
sorry.
He's amazing.
I don't watch yeah. New Girl. I'm sorry.
So talented, though.
David doesn't have television.
I don't have cable, you guys. I'm sorry.
I am excited to see the, like, Gabriel-Sally dynamic, though, since
That's
they both
true.
Had that, like, junky thing
It's
going
to be interesting
on,
because as we saw, like, towards the end of the episode, I know we're jumping around a lot tonight, but bear with us. It was the first episode. We do have a lot to discuss, you guys out there in internet world. I don't know why I'm looking at the monitor and not looking at the
It's
internet.
So it's distracting so because I just want to sit there and read it and respond to them.
I know. It's fine.
Okay,
you can scan it for questions.
Okay.
So
all
if
right.
you guys have any questions out there, please feel free to ask them. Sarah will read them and then she will answer them.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, so Sarah Paulson is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew that, though. Right when I saw her, I thought that.
Yeah.
You didn't?
As did I. No. I yeah. thought she was totally dead as well the minute she showed up.
Well, because she's just so... She is 1994. Like, the way
yeah.
they did her hair and makeup and everything.
So
like,
good.
You know that.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I mean, hair, makeup, costumes, they really do. Set design.
Oh, yeah.
An incredible job just setting everything up for you as... Setting the world up for us as the viewers.
Yeah.
That, I mean, going into it as an actor, I can only imagine the
How
standard
that?
Of
yeah.
that you want to hold yourself up to.
Right.
And it's so incredible to watch.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just wonder, my thing is, Wes Bentley's John Lowe, right? That's
yes.
his name? I had a whole thing, like, written out, and I didn't
As
even.
Did I.
Anyway, so I feel like that is the, like, I thought there wasn't, like, a narrative that was going to be, you know, ongoing as far as, like, with Murder House, there was a family, like, we were focused on that family and, like, them living in that house, you know? And then I feel like in the other seasons there has been a lot more going on, but I feel like this, like, he's kind of our main... He's supposed to be our main focus. That's what I take.
It seems like he is the one who's going to be driving the story forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As far as an outsider from the hotel goes.
Right.
He reminds me of he's like the protagonist, like Sydney from the Scream series, where she's getting the phone calls.
Naomi Campbell?
Yes. Ah. Like, he's getting the phone calls from the killer, and he's... you know, trying to go after and find this killer.
Someone else saw
a weird stretch, but like for me,
that makes
that's
sense.
What I was saying. Like it's
or like
he's
Jennifer
the one driving.
Loves Hewitt, and I know you did last summer.
Yes.
Someone else thought that David did too. Thought that Sally was the daughter of Iris.
I did too. Just the way that she was speaking to her in that room with the two Swedish girls, but there was a relationship there, and we were shown it later,
right?
But it seemed like a more familial relationship,
mm-hmm. right? Like it seemed like at least like she was maybe like her daughter-in-law or something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But no,
like,
not no. even close to related.
She just killed her,
yeah.
Relatable as they get.
That's yeah. kind of like Freak Show and Coven too, where you know she wasn't actually related to. I mean, in Freak Show, she right. had her son, but uh-huh. you know, kind of took on the mother role. So I think that kind of shows, mm-hmm. because we saw a little bit of the hotel being threatened and all these ghosts and spirits and whatever otherworldly things live there have actually become this kind of twisted family that seems very familial, even if it's not.
That's true.
You know? So
you know,
it kind
we protect
of makes,
our own.
Yeah, it makes the stakes a little higher when they feel like maybe their turf is being threatened.
No.
And being threatened by the god. Cheyenne Jackson.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You can't talk about him before you talk about Gaga. Everyone's begging us to. I mean, you have to. I feel like it's almost like we haven't talked about her because
I can
it's
talk
like.
About whoever the hell I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about Cheyenne Jackson.
I know,
I'm
but
talk
I.
About Cheyenne Jackson.
I have to say, her intro.
Her intro with Matt Bomer was absolutely
amazing.
Incredible. They go to Synespia. They do watch Nosferatu, which is an old vampire film.
Right.
They pick up this couple. They bring them back, and they have a 4G.
4G.
I mean, what do you call it?
That was totally
I
my
love
jam.
That.
It's a 4G.
Yeah. 4G is the new word of the day.
Gaga's yeah. got some booty, though, right?
Gaga's always got a little, always got a little booty. Yeah.
She's rocking.
That wig is a little thin for me. I'm just going to say.
You're like looking to see the comment.
I can see right through her hair.
Yeah.
I will say I feel like all of the Countess Elizabeth's clothes were just Lady Gaga's clothes. Like, I feel like right. she was just like, I already had this. She just showed up to set. Like,
yeah,
that.
Woke up like that.
And they
it's
were like, oh,
possible.
That's good. We'll just go with that.
I'm going to be honest.
Talk.
It's going to take a few more episodes for me to not see her as just Lady Gaga.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is just Gaga. She's. She's yeah. her.
But no, I think I that's how, I don't think she's gonna be any different than, like, she is right now. Like,
well, like you
Gaga
and I
is Gaga, and she's fabulous.
Earlier, you and I, Sarah, spoke yes. earlier about Gaga, and she did go to Tisch. She is a classically trained actor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Gaga is a character that she created.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. And right. she made a career off of it. And so now this is just, like, the next venture into her career. So I
right.
do think that there is some thought behind her character development. Yes, it seemed a lot like just the Gaga that
but
we
Gaga
all know and
is
love.
A character in herself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll see where yeah. it takes us.
But I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you think that the episode would be different if it was Jessica Lange playing that character instead?
I don't think it would be as good to me. It would feel stale, I feel like. Mm. I love Jessica Lange and I love what she brings to every season, but I feel like with her in that role, it would like it would be a little more boring. Like, she adds something fresh. She adds something new. Like, you would never see Jessica Lange in an orgy with, I mean, that would have been hot, but, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah. you're not going to see that.
I don't know that I could see her playing that part.
Yeah, I couldn't.
At all. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
I could have maybe seen Sarah Paulson playing that part.
Right.
And
or
having
even, like,
Emma
Angela
Roberts
Bassett.
Play
Angela
Bassett.
Bassett. But she's coming in.
Yeah. Angela Bassett is coming. But maybe, like, Sarah Paulson there, Emma Roberts in Sarah Paulson's character could have been interesting.
That's true.
But Jessica Lange, I don't even see her fitting
see
into
her
this world.
Yeah.
Yet, at least.
Yeah. No.
Not there.
And who
but
knows?
Good thought.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things
she
have
could,
happened. I
she
mean, she could have done
pop
it.
Up. She could pop up.
She could
You
pop
never
up.
Know.
Oh, my gosh.
You never know. I
she's
mean,
already said she's not coming back
yeah,
for this one at all.
She's not coming
but
back.
But come on now.
Come on now, your face. What did I just say? We all miss Jessica Lange, Anna.
Yes.
I know. We do. We really do. But you know what? We have to move on.
Yeah. And okay. I feel like it brings a fresh energy.
It does. She's, it really does. And there's a lot of new people in this episode. I mean, yeah. Lady Gaga, Cheyenne Jackson.
You can talk
Jackson.
About your boyfriend, Cheyenne Jackson. David has a bit of a guy crush.
Who shows up? He has purchased the Hotel Cortez, and he is the one who threatens everyone's livelihoods,
right.
I guess. I mean, because does anyone really get paid there?
No, but it's right? like they're...
no one has money in that hotel, right?
How does the hotel stay open? Yeah. It's like where they belong, you know?
It is
their home.
It is their home, yeah.
And his son, McLaughlin. Or no, sorry, Lachlan.
Lachlan.
Lachlan? I don't know, was it Laughlin or Lachlan?
It's Laughlin spelled like Lachlan.
Oh, yeah. So Laughlin.
Because we have the awesome closed captioning, which is sometimes really fun to read on.
Yeah, I like closed captioning.
See, I like Laughlin because, like me, his name is not spelled phonetically at all. You have to
confusing
think about
for
it.
All of us.
There are a lot of characters.
That's
a
my
lot.
Favorite character. See, his Laughlin? Hair was very luxurious. They should have, you know, brought some of that into Gaga's wig. I think
that
the
was
best
his real
hair,
hair
was on, like, this child who just genuinely had, like,
he
this
had
awesome
amazing,
haircut.
Amazing, incredible hair.
He looked like a Hanson brother.
And we have to talk about...
Oh, my God, he totally did.
I know, right?
Back to 1994.
Well, the 90s are Hanson, back. That's what Sally was listening to when she was shooting up in 94.
So. Oh, yeah. Totally.
No, she really. Wasn't. No? She was listening to Nirvana.
Well, I'm just so glad she's, like, a dark character this season. Because she
has, like
she wasn't Bette and Dot.
Mm-hmm. No.
She was.
I mean, Bette and Dot, they had some dark moments.
But, like, they were, like, cutesy, you know? And, like, Alana Winter's cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her other two, but, you know.
Season one,
like,
she was a little dark-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ish.
But not.
Definitely was.
It is fun to see a different side of her. I'll
give
you that.
Sarah Paulson kills it. I mean, she's a
so
fantastic
amazing.
Actress. So, yeah, she can do anything.
And
so.
She literally is doing everything right now.
Everything.
Yeah. So.
Do you wonder if, like, Kathy Bates was like, okay, because she was, like, a bearded lady last season, mm-hmm. and then the season before, she was, like, a complete. In total, like, I don't even know how to describe her. She was evil beyond. Do you think she was, like...
Misunderstood.
Yeah. Do you think she was, like, hey, like, guys, can you kind of, like, dumb it down a little? Because, like, in, not dumb it down, but, like, you know, scale it back. Like, she's, like, a little, you know, like, she's not as fierce. She's a fantastic actress, but she's not the scariest person on the
Have you
show.
Ever seen Misery?
Yes. But she, no, she's so scary, like, all the time. But I'm just saying, I wonder if she was like, guys, we've done a lot of, like, some crazy stuff. I'm just going to be, like,
I
kind of
the
crazy
I think Kathy Bates
mom.
Is up for anything. And she pushed someone out a window. There is no telling where this character
kind of
can go.
That's
kind
true.
Of tame. Kind
Don't
of
mess
tame
with her boy.
Kind to me.
You...
What?
It's kind of tame to shove someone to their death from...
You're not stabbing them to death and, like, standing over them with a knife.
I mean, I guess.
That's true. I feel like...
I don't know.
It's just easier
Just an
cleanup.
Observation. She's just, you know...
it is easier to
A
cleanup.
Little more scaled back.
Oh, good point. Jonathan says that this is the first season that Sarah Paulson's character died.
Oh!
That's a great point.
That
She's
is.
Never died.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That
is a very good point. Thank you for that astute observation.
That's true. Because Kevin, she was supreme.
She was maimed.
What did you just say?
Supreme.
Oh, right. Supreme. I thought you said slavery.
I said slippery, too.
Thank
and
you.
I was like,
I sang it for you guys.
Thank you.
I sang it.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Bible references, and I want to see what and how you think those are going to show up throughout the season.
I feel like they're definitely going to show up a lot, first of all, because they're in the credits.
Yeah.
Duh.
I didn't pick up on them as fast as you guys did, and I was, like, Bible quiz champion. And
you keep saying that,
group.
And clearly you would have noticed these things.
I was, but, I mean, but, like, asking you Bible references.
Bible quiz champion.
I was.
Not even, like, a thing.
Proud thing. I mean, it is in Texas, where I'm from. But... I mean, now, like, I kind of want to go and, like, do a little research so that next week I can kind of
well,
look out for
Well, do you think the
them.
Two murders that we saw were in reference to commandments? Or were the images that we were given just biblical?
Well, adultery.
Okay.
Right.
That's true.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
What was the second one? I didn't get what
it
they were...
It was two men, it looked like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crucified, technically, but they were hanging, and their guts were taken out.
Mm-hmm. They were disemboweled.
They were disemboweled. Which...
Gluttony?
Gluttony, but no.
But that's not
really...
That's a deadly
no.
sin.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't know what happened to the seven. Second. Did we decide that they were Swedish? Sorry if it was another language.
She called them Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
IKEA.
Did we ever find out? We didn't see what happened to the other girl, correct?
No, we did not see what happened to the second girl. Not yet.
So she's still entrapped in a limbo. Badass neon cage.
Right.
Yeah. Her tanning bed.
It looked kind of like...
I thought they were tanning beds.
Oh, I just thought they were really cool, like, 90s music video
like chambers. Cages. Yeah.
Cages. What's interesting to me is that there's not, like, a clear, like, killer or it's, like, is it the hotel?
No, there
like,
isn't, is it because we also saw that weird, egg-wrapped... Yeah. Man.
Drill it's dick like, is what I'm calling him.
He had like a unicorn horn penis.
Yeah, it was the drill, and it was like the new rubber man. They upped it with drill dick. It was like...
And he had
silver nails,
too.
That would be a really terrifying couples costume for Halloween, is rubber man and drill dick, and you're just like American Horror Story.
You heard it here first. Go out, do that, send us pictures. Please terrify everybody in your neighborhood because I want to see that. I want to go to there.
Well, we do have to say, too, that there were, like, I mean, I've read that the murder house will make an appearance somehow in this season. And we did see a season one reference, a pretty big one, I have to say. The real estate agent that sold them the house. Mm-hmm. That was the same real. You didn't notice that? That was the same real estate agent, so...
She's getting old.
There's a tie there. She appeared, right? Same
Not
actress.
Not the actress.
Same...
Me.
Right? Same... She's getting old, yeah. Same actress, everything, which was cool. I just wonder, like, how do you think they are going to tie in the murder house to Hotel Quartet?
That might have been your tie-in.
No. They're going to actually show the murder house. Like,
oh, they are?
Oh. Yeah. They said they will show it. That has
maybe
been
it's Rubber Man. Maybe that's
maybe Cheyenne Jackson lives there.
Maybe at the end of this season, that's the next place he buys.
Oh, maybe. Aww. That's true. They just like throw it in.
Mm-hmm.
That could be possible. I that love when possible. They have the references.
Me like, too. When they make sense.
Like the pepper one last season I thought was awesome. Yes. The freak show and how it tied into Asylum. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I won't say what.
There you go.
Well, it made sense.
It does make sense. I do like the ties.
So is the killer the guy that keeps calling John Lowe?
We don't know.
We don't know because I mean, that seems like his storyline.
Right.
Is yeah. John Lowe has this weird Bible killer, we can call him for now. And then Lady Gaga's killing people at the hotel, mm-hmm. but also bringing people back to life because Matt Bomer died, I guess, and she brought him back to life.
That's why I thought it was vampires, is because she just showed up and she was like, your son has jawline for days. And I was like, see, if you're going to be a vampire...
Yeah.
But
snatch that one up before death and bring him back as your eternal movie going, orgy having
lover.
Awesome claw ring killing lover. It's a lot of hyphens, but you
know. It is a lot of hyphens.
So then it's like, who's the boss? Is it Lady Gaga?
Angela.
Mm-hmm. Is it the killer? Is yeah. it, mm-hmm. like, who's the ultimate...
Who's in charge?
...villain?
We don't know yet, I don't
Like,
think.
Is she possessed by him? Is she controlled? Like, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I have a feeling that Lady Gaga lives there.
She's a countess, we'll call her.
She's a whatever her
name is. Kind of like Elizabeth. Thrill Housewives of the
room. Countess Gaga is what we'll
She's
call
Elizabeth
her.
She's Elizabeth or the countess.
Yeah.
It's Elizabeth or the countess. She lives there, but she's not in charge.
Yeah.
I think she wants to think she's in charge, but I have a feeling she's not.
I think they all have their own little balance of power.
Uh-huh.
You know? Uh-huh. Like, and certain circles don't even necessarily tie into the other ones.
Right.
But as far as
they're
going
to have to tie in eventually.
I mean, plot-wise, they tie yes. in, but, like, hierarchy-wise, you know? Like, I feel like Lady Gaga is kind of... She's in control of her own little mini family that she has with the creepy children of the corn and
right
in that awesome like game room.
But yes,
that game room was epic.
That was awesome.
Okay.
What's, I wanted more games, though. It was just Tetris.
There was one other game.
There was another one?
Yeah. Each wall was a different game.
But they were all, like, super old video games.
I love 90s video games.
It was
with color-coordinated candy.
Mm-hmm. Delish.
Delicious and alliterative.
I thought that they would all be...
Thank you.
During the promos and stuff and all the things I've read about the show before it started...
You wanted more
sex. I felt
sex.
Like, oh, no. I mean, that orgy scene was fantastic for me.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be more. But I thought... Now you got me on, like, a whole different train of thought. I was going to talk about kids and whatever. Anyway, I thought all those kids... I thought those three children were going to be... Gaga's or the Countess. I'm just going to call her the Countess. And one of them we know is not hers already.
Yes,
but
Holden.
They all, right, Holden is not hers. But
we also don't know if Holden is alive or dead because he hasn't aged in what seems like 5 years.
He's definitely mm-hmm. dead.
Yeah.
I would.
Cool.
Yeah. Ooh, sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't age in the hotel. Maybe Lady Gaga has found
true.
A way to not
that's
age
true.
People.
That's
we
true.
We don't know. All we see is Chloe Sevigny serving them casserole.
Yeah, and quinoa.
And quinoa and protein bars in your pocket. I haven't mentioned her yet because I have a real big issue yeah. with the way Chloe Sevigny's affected speech is these days. But I do love her as an actress, and yeah. I think she's insanely talented, and I'm excited to see her performance throughout the season. But as far as storyline goes, I don't find it that interesting.
It's not.
Yet.
It's a little too normal for this
it
show.
It is too normal for
it's
this
like,
show.
It's like, oh my God, I need to leave you because, like, I can't bear to look at you. Like, it's too normal for American Horror Story.
For this show, yeah. It's too soap opera.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they have to have something that's, like, a little, you know.
Well, they had to have a reason to get Wes Bentley in the hotel.
Right. Which, that makes sense. Like, I mean, now he's in there and you're going to see less of the Chloe and the Ray Donovan little girl.
I was kind of nervous for this season, honestly, just because Ryan Murphy's been so busy with so many,
so many new projects
too, that I was like, oh no, is this going to suffer?
I mean,
and it
what
seemed
did
like
he
it was a lot
also?
Of pretty
he's
pictures.
He's got Scream Queens.
Scream Queen.
And then American Crime Story coming out, which Sarah Paulson is also on.
Right.
And Emma Roberts, of course, Scream Queens.
Scream Queens.
With what?
You had to speak so loudly.
I'm dying for American Crime Story.
While I was speaking.
Sorry.
Thank
you. Mentioned
you.
It.
But yeah, I wonder if that kind of affected this season a little bit. It seems like it's a little slow starting out. It seems like it's a lot of really good visuals and a good bare bones of a skeleton of a plot. Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen the meat filling
We haven't
yet.
Seen a... And I don't think we're going to. I think it usually takes with American Horror Story at least three episodes to get into a full storyline.
Totally.
Because they have so much to introduce to us. Sorry, my bracelet's clicking on the table.
Yeah, there's so many things to set and like...
We need to learn the world before we can figure out where to take the story.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how
as
fabulous...
As us writers on American Horror Story. Sorry, you guys.
Can we talk about how fabulous Liz Taylor is?
That's David's favorite character.
Dennis O'Hare as Liz Taylor is...
Great name, by the way.
Little change of light bulbs and...
Killing it.
Yeah.
Walking down the hallway in just chiffon kimonos and... platform shoes. He's amazing with the Cleopatra makeup.
As soon as he showed up,
David was freaking out. I could see it in his eyes. His eyes lit up. He was like in love. And Cheyenne Jackson is like his number one of all number ones, right?
Who, mine?
Yeah. But Liz Taylor really got you.
He's got a boyfriend again.
Dreams crushed.
First I find out he's married, then he's getting divorced, and now he's already in a relationship. Like,
Tanny's like, I knew what she had said. I think that's
Tanny is a girl, oh. I'm assuming. If not, sorry. But she had said, I know David's favorite character is Liz Taylor.
Oh, no, Liz Taylor? Oh, yeah, duh. I mean, Liz Taylor is incredible. And Liz Taylor clearly is one of the few people that has been there for a very long time, as we saw in the flashbacks in 1994.
Right.
She was running the show. Sporting them gold nails for a long time.
And those heels. I'm just like... We're talking about Jurassic World.
So good.
Those heels had nothing on these.
I was impressed.
They're a platform, still.
It was a bigger platform.
It's true.
I just love all the 90s throwbacks. They just make me happy.
Well,
platform shoes, gold glitter, crimped hair.
So good.
So somebody's saying, I hope we hear Gaga's Monsters. So you know every season they do a song.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you guys,
do you think it's going to be Gaga and Cheyenne Jackson singing a song together? Because they are both singers.
What? Do you think? I don't know. I love Gaga. Let me just make a disclaimer. Love her. Uh-huh. One of her biggest fans. Stretching a little bit. But big fan. I don't want it to be her song. I feel like that would be cheese. I don't know.
I think it would be awesome if it was an original song. And then it was like Kathy Bates just takes over.
Yes.
Like, immediately into it. Just... what you're not expecting. Yeah,
someone saying no musical numbers, and I think I heard that too. There's going to be no musical numbers.
I'm fine with that too, but there are a lot of people coming into the show that have history with music. I mean, Darren Criss is rumored to be making an appearance this season, who was on Glee. Who else? Christine Estabrook. I mean, there's lots of people.
How has nobody made an American Horror Story musical yet?
I'm working on it. Give me
Broadway.
You have until the end of this season.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write one song. Perform it at the end of the season. What else is there to talk about? I'm lost.
I mean, I think we've hit all of the main.
I think that the big tie-in that we got to see.
Yeah, Matt Bomer is a singer too.
Matt Bomer is a singer as well. Yeah.
We got to see when Holden disappeared and how then it comes full circle and how he's connected to the hotel that way. Because until the very end, when we saw Holden and she specifically called him by name, we weren't entirely sure that that was him or if it was just kind of...
similar. Yeah, he was hallucinating.
Something that looked like it. So now we know that he has a direct tie-in to this hotel.
Right, right.
And that it's, you know, super high stakes for him because it's his son. So, since it seems to be all centered around John and his cases, I feel like that's going to be kind of the tie-in for all of them. But,
well, and I want to know, I mean, the time was a big thing. I didn't make a lot of notes, but I did write down the 2:25 jazz.
Because they made a big point of showing the time changing.
Correct. And so I want to know how soon they're going to kind of flash back to
the original 2:25
and what happened. I feel like it might be next episode is what I... would assume. I feel like this was a lot of introduction.
It was a lot of introduction. I mean, are you guys ready to jump into predictions?
Yeah, for sure.
God, do I have any?
I know.
I'm still just wondering where the creature out of the mattress came from. The very beginning that was sewn in.
Oh, I know. Do you guys want to know what I wrote down? When that guy showed up, I got a good laugh out of the guy coming out of the mattress.
I was cracking up at your reaction. That was my favorite part of the whole episode.
Because it was like this hairless, syphilis-covered, chlamydia-ridden man coming out of the mattress.
It was, yeah, it was a human embodiment of a steed. Just
hilarious. So funny to me.
That was our freak show tie-in.
That was not our freak show tie-in.
Possibly.
I mean, you never know what's in the mattress.
Yeah. You never know. Ugh.
I mean, it is a hotel.
Oh, that's true.
I can't wait for news and gossip. Okay. But we're going in predictions right now?
Yes, let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What's happening, you guys?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
New
studio. So...
Like
I'm trying to decide if I want to go first or not.
You do, obviously.
My brain just went blank, so no. I'm going to go last. Sarah, you go first.
What? I don't have any predictions.
Okay.
Tyga?
Oh, my gosh. I think we're going to see more of who's calling John Lowe.
Okay.
We're going to find out if he's, like, the main killer dude or somebody messing with him or something. We'll find out more. We're going to find out more about everything. I mean, we have so much more to uncover. Yeah, it's the first episode. It's hard to get into predictions.
And we have a lot more people to meet.
Sorry, yeah, this is going to be really distracting, I feel like, the whole season. But, like, I can't help it. A lot of people thought it was Pepper coming out of the mattress. Like, multiple.
I thought it was Meep.
No, but you guys, I think I saw Pepper. Well, Natalie Grossman's I thought I saw her somewhere else in the episode. Did anybody else catch that? It was like a brief.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I thought I saw her. I got to go back and watch it.
No.
Okay. I got to go back. But I didn't anyway. It wasn't interesting.
I project a whole lot more amazing outfits.
Duh.
Like just Alexander McQueen masks and jewelry throughout the entire season, all on Gaga. And I think maybe John is actually the murderer and he
does it like
is solving his own cases. Yeah, without knowing. I think that's a big twist that maybe it's infiltrated him and he's kind of snapped because of his son.
You know what? I have a question.
That is a very good prediction.
That is, I do have to say, that is a very good one. What I want to know is how, because we know others, like famous serial killers are coming into this season, we've heard, how that comes into play. And if it's just like a one episode thing, if it's like...
Well, it seems like the people that are checking into the Hotel Cortez are...
Not checking out.
Not checking out, one, but they're also, like, vagrants and...
Right, not just, like...
They're not... It's not just...
Normal clientele.
Anybody checking into the hotel. They all seem to... The people that are gravitating toward it, aside from Cheyenne Jackson's character so far, seem to have deeper issues.
Yeah.
And they're sort of gravitating towards
There's an addiction
the
theme in this one.
Yeah.
Like, how I feel like... Freak show, there was definitely a theme last season about we're not freaks, we're like regular people.
Yeah.
This one seems to be heavily centered on addiction.
It's like the crack hotel. Like everybody in every room has
which
crack.
I am into. Yeah. That sounds like something like I want to watch. So
that's all I'm gonna say. Not what I thought you were gonna say.
I know.
Okay. Now my predictions. I really only have one prediction. And it's not even really a prediction, it's more of an observation.
Okay.
What? Did you say give it to us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it has to do with the children. And I feel like the children have a very big role to play. Their characters might not be very big as far as the actors go and the appearance of them, but I feel like because they showed up so much throughout the episode, that they have a very big role to play in what goes on in the hotel.
I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And there's a reason why they all, they might not even all be related, but they all look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But they all kind of look like they could be her biological children. I wonder if that's intentional.
I mean, it would have to be.
Because it seems like she's the one who's stealing these kids, or at least giving the order.
Mm-hmm. Or collecting them.
Interesting. It's a little... That's hard for me. I mean, I think it's an interesting observation, but because there's so much, especially in Room 64, so much sex involved, I have a hard time tying the kids...
Into the sex?
Into that. So I don't really know, you know, like what, obviously.
I hate to break it to you, but kids come from.
True. True.
And if
true,
you think
but like,
about
if they have
the
lot.
Children actually not aging, right? Let's say the kids don't age.
Correct.
But their minds grow.
Right.
And their spirits grow, right? Yeah. And they're dead. Maybe some of them are teenagers and they have a lot of sexual frustration.
I mean, yeah, we've seen Stranger Things.
We have seen Stranger Things. There's a whole episode of Buffy about that.
Yeah. It's very Interview with the Vampire.
It is very Interview with the Vampire. There you go.
That's true. That's a good point. All right.
There's a whole episode of Buffy about it. You Buffy fans out there know what I'm talking about.
All right.
I've been watching a lot of Buffy lately, so that's weird that you just said that.
Okay, it's my favorite TV show ever created.
It's so good.
What is it? Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yes. Okay, so I do want to jump into little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I already talked about Max Greenfield losing 25 pounds.
And dyeing his hair blonde, bleaching it.
That's nothing. Compared to losing 25 pounds. Yeah, but the interesting thing about him losing the weight was that he was doing it while his wife was in her last trimester of being pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
And he said that they almost got divorced over it because they had so many problems with her being in her last trimester and him needing to lose weight for the part that they had to do some stuff to figure out their relationship. And the more interesting thing about it is that when he was done filming, he had an even harder time putting the weight back on.
I wish ladies had that problem.
Seriously. I look at a burger and it's back.
Once you change your eating habits to lose like 25 pounds, it's all about figuring out how to get back into regular eating
habits.
That
doesn't happen with women. Sorry.
Yeah. I can't even imagine being super preggers and having your husband just being hangry as hell.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Think about it.
I haven't eaten in days. It's like, well, all I can do is eat. I can't walk.
Like, please don't eat in front of me.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the conversations. Could you take that apple outside?
She has to eat for three excited. Now.
I know.
Wow.
And the only other little bit of news and gossip that I have is about Sarah Paulson. She has stated to say that they are using the same crimping iron that they used on Frances Conroy from season 4, and she feels a little kinship with her.
Aww. I love that. Is Frances definitely not in this season?
So far, she has not been announced to show up. But there are so many people that are announced to show up. I mean, Finn Wittruck is coming back, we know.
Yes, Evan.
Evan Peters is coming back. Angela Bassett. Naomi Campbell is showing up, which we saw in the preview. Yeah. Darren Criss. Christine Esterbrook, which... Did we see Christine tonight?
No.
I don't know. Michelle Pfeiffer is rumored to be coming on this season.
Well, what I did like about what they did with the previews is they said coming up in episodes of American Horror Story. They did not say next week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who knows? It could be a couple more weeks before we see any of what we just saw.
And they're still only mid-season in. They're still taping. So, there's a lot
things
more to come.
Things are happening, you guys.
I have a,
ahead.
I mean, okay, Steven's just really quick about what the actual hotel is based off of.
Yes,
did you guys
please.
Hear about that?
No, I want to hear about
this.
Okay,
so it's based off of a real hotel in downtown LA called Cecil Hotel. Back in 2003, I don't know if you guys heard, but there was this girl, 2013, Alyssa Lamb. She goes into the elevator and she's acting real sketch, almost possessed, just weird.
Yeah. You can actually find this video on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube everywhere. And anyway, so the people in the hotel, the guests were, they smelled like the water. The water smelled really bad. It had a weird texture to it. And
it was
complained.
Also black.
And it was, different colors. So they go and they look at the water tanks up on the roof, and they found Alyssa Lamb in the water tank drown.
Oh, that's How to Get Away with Murder.
And so Brad Falchuk was saying how they took this whole idea of a haunted hotel from Cecil Hotel
that
in downtown
is
LA.
Genius.
Interesting.
That is a great way. Ripped from the headlines.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it.
I'm excited for this
season. I'm so excited to see where this goes.
I know.
I'm happy to be back.
Me too.
It's lovely to see your beautiful faces. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here with you guys.
We're excited to see you.
So from everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV studios, myself, David, Sarah, Pega, Elena, Maria, Kevin, Phil, Stephen, thank you so much for your help today.
Thank you.
We will see you guys next week.
Where can they find you on Twitter throughout the week?
I'm not sure. You can find me at You Can Call Me Skiff. That's SKIFF.
And I'm at Sarah on the go, Sarah with an H.
I'm on all social media at Pegarad.
And I am on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.